Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And I finally am not a solo OG. We got a twin OG now, not necessarily twins, because you know I'm only 6 foot, he's 6'4", and there's a couple of the differences as well. Our hair's a little different too, right, Rojo?
Yeah, I think so. I'm losing it though. That top falling back slow.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Dudes with straight hair like me trying to get, you know, curly hair. Remember back in the 70s, people always trying to do the perm, you know what I mean? The flat iron stuff. Yep. So well, I'm glad to have you back on. I know you've been busy. Everybody's been busy. So anytime I get some of the OGs on with me to answer these questions, so much better, especially since you were the one there when we got these questions from a local school. I mean, you felt the energy of all those kids there. I mean, how much they came up and talked to us. And I mean, wasn't it I was really blown away probably by this school more than others, because we usually talk to high schools and this was a middle school. And so to see sixth graders at this middle school come up and the questions that they sent in, I mean, man, I mean, they're thinking deep.
Yeah. And I mean, to just piggyback off what you just saying is that for them to be in a younger crowd, they had some really good questions. And then they even came up and talked and like asked, you know, which is like, that's
impressive.
Yeah, that's very, very different. You don't see that often. They came up and asked really good questions. And, you know, that was the only big difference I'll say is that you got the shy junior high school kids.
Yeah.
They want to ask some things, but they just don't know where to start. And then on top of that, we got some really good questions for them to be a no phone policy school, which was really, really, really good.
Yeah. And the administration over there, they've told me in a couple different text messages on the feedback they got from the kids, the parents. It was better than what they expected. We knew what we were bringing, but you know, when high school, middle schools have people come and talk, I'm not saying they're all the same because they're different subjects, but usually like they're motivational things, this and that. Mm-hmm. We had that back and forth with the kids where they're asking questions on the fly and we're just spitting game to the young folks. So
yeah, you know what it comes down to though is that staff that's at that school is very, very important, and they did a wonderful job with helping those students be respectful, be on top of their game, being mature. You know, I give that staff a 10 for 10 because they did a wonderful job, and the principal did a wonderful job with the respect factor that they have for us.
Heck yeah, and I saw the same thing. So shout out to Lincoln Academy out in Pleasant Grove High School. In fact, I'll be going down there next week to give them a lot more pairs of Van shoes for the kids who entered in our contest. So if you're new to our podcast, I speak to parents and adults, but me, Rojo, and Kay Scott, we'll go to high school assemblies, we'll do stuff like that. And we get lots of questions just from like online. And so we just answer them on the podcast, questions from actual kids, teens, parents, you know, people. And our specialty is just like helping people learn how to deal with relationship problems. Cause professionally, Rojo is helping people with relationships with employers and how to communicate. And then personally, you know, we're not spring chickens. I mean, I'm definitely older than you, Rojo. You're not out of your prime, but you know, you ain't 21 either. You know,
I'm not, but I'm learning every day something exactly. new, whether it's with exactly. kids or with adults, or like you said, even talking to people, talking to students and talking to individuals, you learn something every day.
Heck yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump in this question. What if I'm always lashing out to my parents and siblings after being frustrated and annoyed? What is a way that I can calm down and respond in a nice and gentle way? Again, just like we talked about, these aren't normal kids. And I mean, not normal in a good way. That's a very insightful question for a young person. And I remember this student because they told me that this was a question they were sending in. And if I had to guess, this student might've been a sixth grader. So for this young man to have that type of like, just want to ask that question, he could ask any stupid question like, oh, how do I get my parents to let me have a cell phone? Right. We get a lot of those types of things. So you impressed with that question as well, Rojo?
Yes. I mean, that is a crazy question because I kind of get it with my son right now where he's in the sixth grade and he's always lashing out about anything I ask him. So
well, yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I thought this would be a good question for you and I both to answer, because you got a son that age and I got kids, you know, a little bit younger, a little bit older than that. But think about it. He realizes he's lashing out at his parents and siblings. It happens when he's frustrated and annoyed, right? So obviously when anyone's frustrated and annoyed, sometimes you don't have a good filter, and that's something that kids have to learn. But when he says, you know, what can I do to calm down and respond in a nice and gentle way? I mean, we have a lot of OG therapy tools, a lot of social health tools that we teach kids and we teach parents well. I don't know about you, but the first thing that came to my mind is telling his parents and his family this. Telling them that he actually wants to change that. Telling him that he's acknowledging it and he's not proud of it, he's not happy with it. I mean, if your son came to you and said something just like that, like, Dad, what could I do to respond better? Because I realized that I've been lashing out my little brother and I've been just getting bad moods, stuff like that. If he came to you and said that, I mean, that alone, just right there, that would start off in a good conversation. That would start off in a good note. What do you think, Rojo?
Yeah, I think it would. And then it's still just like the timing, you know, like I would say the timing as a young child, you have to be able to understand that you're a child or not even a child. You're a teenager, put it like that. Let's go like teenager, you know, like you're a preteen, you're preteen. And, you know, you might not be feeling it, but sometimes you have to slow yourself down and process what's being asked of you or what's being said. So then you don't have to lash out, but it's easier said than done. I do know that, especially when you caught up in the moment, but it's timing. That's all I can think of is going back to timing, because maybe there's something that's very, very important that your parents is asking you, and it's time. It has a time on there. Like take out the trash. We always use that as an example. It's like, what if the trash truck is driving past and it's like, did you take out the trash? You know, like take out the trash, and you're not feeling it because you're just not waking up, and you're like, well, I'm going to take it out in a second. See, but you have to remember that the timing of it could be something bad. Just like you have your timing as a preteen, like I don't feel, I'm just now waking up. So it's like the timing of me waking up, give me some time so I can wake up. But then what we're asking, it might be time, very time consuming as well, or time management. You got to be able to understand it right at that moment.
That's interesting that you put that twist on, because I wasn't even thinking about it. But as you were talking, I'm like, gosh, this is a typical, that's a very high probability that he's getting angry and annoyed with him. It's because they're pressing him. They're demanding something of him, definitely from the parents, right? Yes. Maybe the little kids might be a little bit different, like the little siblings. Maybe they're just being annoying, but the parents are asking him to do things. And if there's a time constraint on it, that's going to cause a lot of anxiety, a lot of frustration. If he lashes out, obviously it's wasting time.
Yes, it is.
You're arguing with your parents at that moment. Now, yeah, you may have lashed out and annoyed to them, but they're probably only going to stay calm and cool and collected for so long before they're going to lash back out at you.
Yeah. And then guess what that turns into is that you wind up being in trouble or something. I mean, you wind up being punished or disciplined for something where you feel like I didn't do anything, like I didn't do nothing, but you pretty much did do something because you lashed out at a certain time that wasn't needed. And then especially if it's something that's simple, where most of us parents, we don't ask our kids to do something difficult. You know, we ask you to do something that's very doable. And it might be something before. Something that you've done before. I was just about to say that. It's probably something that you have done before. And right at that moment, you're not feeling it, but yet you didn't get the job done. And now you're punished because you lashed out and you having these thoughts, which brings you back to the question of like, how do I stop myself? And then you start feeling like maybe I shouldn't said that, or maybe it's a better way, but that time has already passed. So you just got to figure out how to get better at it. And I say, take a deep breath, like really take in the full question to the period, to the end of the period of like, or the question mark, have you taken out the trash, instead of just like, have you taken out, yes, I did, or no, I'm not. And it's like, let the whole sentence be asked, or let the whole statement be said, and then take that breath of taking it in and then respond.
Well, and going back to what I said, another thing about timing too is, you know, I think this young man should go tell his parents how he's feeling, and you know, that he actually asked this question and start a conversation with them. But there's also should be timing for that too.
Yes.
If you want your parents to listen to you, you can't be trying to talk to your mom when she's carrying groceries in and you're not helping her. Mm. Like, that's not the time to address that. You can't be coming to your dad when he's trying to, in a hurry, get stuff done. It's like, hey, I want to tell you, make sure you get your parents alone. Whether you got both parents, one parent, no matter who, or if you're like me, being raised by a grandparent, adopted, no matter who your situation, whoever your guardian is, whoever's your parent figure, your parent, make sure that you get them alone, as always. That's key mm-hmm. for everything that we give advice. There's certain principles of advice. If you want to have a difficult conversation with someone, you're going to make it a whole lot more difficult. There's more eyes and more people listening to weigh in and say stupid things. And you don't need your brothers and sisters chirping in from the peanut gallery back there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like saying stupid stuff, right? So definitely get your parents alone and time with your parents and say, hey, can I talk about something after dinner? Can I talk about something later? And so if they say, well, yeah, so just something I just want to tell you. And admit to them. And for all the kids out there listening to this as well, I want you to consider the same thing. If you want something to stop, meaning you want people to quit annoying you, telling them, stop annoying me, stop acting that way, stop asking me questions, I guarantee you that's not going to stop them. No one changes their behavior or changes their mind or their opinion in the middle of an argument. You mm-hmm. can't yell at someone and then they go, oh my gosh, I didn't see it that way, son. Now I'm going to be a better parent.
Yeah.
So timing, alone, give them off the side, but confessing that's something you want to work with. And also ask your parents, hey, you know, I know you guys have given me advice before, it's like that, but you know, something you could tell me to do to maybe help me just be calmer, you know, so I don't react so much. You know me my whole entire life. If anyone's going to know me, you know, give me some good suggestions to be used. It's interesting when kids have fights and arguments with their parents at that moment, parents will try to give advice, doesn't sink in well. And then kids, when they're trying to give their complaints or beg and plead for them to be able to still be able to keep their privileges, like they want their video games, want whatever, after they got in trouble for getting upset and yelling at their parents, the parents aren't going to be as soft and loving and forgiving. They're going to be worked up too. So always get them alone, always do it off the side. So timing on, if it's a time pressure thing that's stressing you out and you're getting angry about that thing, take a deep breath, like Rojo said, say, I'm sorry. What do you like me to do? And then later on, if you didn't like the way your parent came at you and said something, say, hey, you know, I know I was being lazy or I know I was taking my time. Just want to let you know I'm sorry. And also too, like, you know, I didn't mean to lash out at you. I'm going to try to work on it. I don't know about you, Rojo. I'm assuming when people give me a sincere apology, it really softens my heart. Like, and I can tell when someone really thought about and they means it. When they mean, I'm not going to hold that grudge towards them that long.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's a really good point that, you know, you can say you're sorry, but then do you really mean it? You know, and then especially as parents, I mean, I say that for our preteens that's listening, the best time to express something that might be concerning or something that's deep for you is that when your mom or your dad or just somebody that's important to you asks you that question, like, how you do today? Or how do you feel? Because we're going to always ask that question. Like, and when we ask that question, you know, that could be your moment of like, I'm doing good, but I really want to talk about this. You know, like that's the best time to address it, because we want to know how you feel and we want to know what's going on, or, you know, how the day go. You know, those are like the best time to have those conversations, because that's when we have all eyes on you, because we have the time to ask you. So you need you to express it. And it might be really strange and really hard to kind of express it the way you want to. But that is the best timing, because then us parents, and Kaj, you could probably agree with me, us parents would give you the opportunity to speak, and we'll even give you the opportunity to try to articulate your words a little bit, like where it's like, I think I know where you're trying to go with this. And it's like, let's talk about it, you know, and that's the best time. And it could be a quick minute talk, or it could be a couple of seconds, but you'll get everything out of that bothers you. You'll get it out.
Yeah. And let's be honest, sometimes kids may have to do this better than their parents. Sometimes parents, they may be the one that you learn how to pop off and get angry and, you know, and like, and just like just frustration. Right. I talk about, you know, as you know, Roger, talk about, you know, I'm always teaching parents, and you know this because we've been doing this together, but I always teach them, don't lead with questions, lead with statements. Well, guess what? Unless the parent's been working with me, listening to podcasts recently, every other parent in the world will be asking questions, because it just comes naturally. So when kids would come and tell me, like, man, my parents keep on asking me, because especially my students, because I teach this at school, they're like, well, tell my parents, they're always asking me a million questions. I said, okay, well, since I don't know your parents and they haven't listened to my podcast, why don't you do this? Instead of, if they're asking you a bunch of questions and it's frustrating you and it's getting you upset, and like, I'm getting frustrated, right? Instead of just like, well, you know, well, because I did this, instead of being sarcastic, instead of losing your temper, instead of, you know, stuff like that, you might want to make a statement back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you've got to be an example to the people who technically should be the example to you. And so I had a kid recently Says mom's always on his case, always on his case. I say, okay, next time she's on your case later on at night before you go to bed, go up to her and say, hey, mom, I'm sorry for, you know, taking too long to do my homework, being distracted, whatever. And I just want to let you know, like, I don't mean to disappoint you. I really don't mean to do this. And, you know, if next time you could do me a favor, it really helped me out a lot. And so the favor that I suggest him to ask mm-hmm. his mom, because this is a little situation, I'm not giving all the details away, but the favor that I told him to ask mom, he told his mom, he goes, hey, mom, next time when you do get mad at me and you ask me a bunch of questions and I get irritated and frustrated, remember afterwards when things calm down, could you send me like, you know, a text as a teenager? Could you send me a text to say, hey, son, I love you and I believe in you. And, you know, I know I was hard on you earlier today, but I'm doing it because I know you can get better grades. I know you can do better. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I'm going to say this to my mom. He didn't think he could really do it. And so I go, just do it, man. Just do it. So I went home, did it, came back. And then when he came back, actually, this was a kid from last quarter and then came back this quarter just to tell me what happened. So that was a cool thing mm-hmm. about him. Like, dude, I did that thing because I made him take the notes. Well, you're going to forget this. Write it down on your phone so you don't screw it up. So he goes home. His mom gets after him because end of the quarter, of course, he's got 30 missed assignments, whatever it was. So she had good reason to get after him, just for all you parents listening there. And so after it's all said and done, she probably laid into him a little heavy. And this time he just got down and sad. And so she started already kind of feeling bad. So later on, he went up there and said, hey, I know, mom, I'm sorry. Just like what I said, he goes, and any chance of future, could you like just send me a text? Let me know that you love me. You're not mad at me. Because it really does bum me out. Like, I feel like you hate me. You're disappointed. So then she cried. She hugged him. She said, you know, son, I got to work on that. You're a good kid. You know, I, you know, he's got some other challenges. So it was just a really good feedback that it proved to him that you don't have to wait for your parents to be perfect. You don't mm-hmm. got to wait for them. You can go to them and say, hey, listen, man, this, you know, I'd appreciate if you just kind of, you know, if I am saying something out of key or out of turn, I am being rude, I'm being angry, something like that. Yeah, you're going to be angry at me. But later on, also remind me that, you know, you're not angry at me. You're just angry at the way I behaved. Most parents know to do that. Few parents remember to go back, circle back around and actually say it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good thing because I'm going through that right now with Aiden. Like he has been such a really good kid in grades, but then a terrible kid when it comes to listening to rules and following rules, which is so crazy how you get good grades, but you don't follow the rules. But either way, today he had a really good day in one of his periods. And I even got a message from the teacher saying how good he was. So I was excited about when I seen him. Then when I seen him, you know, it was like, how you think you did at school? He's like, well, I didn't do that good. You know, and he was just talking to me about it. I was like, well, you did really good in one of your periods. Like, you know, you can easily do that in every class. And he was like, oh, well, I could. And I'm like, yeah, you could. Like, you really could. Like, I believe in you. And it was like really short. And I think it was like a little motivation behind it. And I think he wound up taking it in the right way because I didn't have no mess ups for the rest of the night. So it wound up being good, I think. But we'll see tomorrow, 24 hours, you know, it'll be different. But
And you say yourself, he's becoming a teenager now. And that game's changing. Yes, that preteens, it starts changing that pushback. So funny, first thing you said, he's getting really good grades. But he's not following the rules, misbehaving. I'm like, damn, that sounds like a millionaire in the making. Really smart and don't follow the rules.
And don't follow the rules.
That's kind of how you got to be in certain ways. Like you got to kind of like go outside the rules. So it's like we want to nurture this like independence and this freedom, but we want to rein it in a little bit so it doesn't get out of control, right?
Yeah, and then being able to talk about it, because the lashing of a preteen or the student that I mentioned that question, that's normal. That's a normal reaction. That's not anything that's unusual. Just know that it's normal, and just know that it's other students or other preteens that has done the same thing. But whoever the student is already taking that huge step of at least admitting it, and we really want to work on it by listening to our advice as OG therapy. So it's cool.
I agree. It's totally natural response, but you know, it's not natural is to go back and apologize and ask your parents mm-hmm. advice how to be better. That's the difference between someone that's going to make big changes in their reputation. Because if you got that reputation as being the kid in your house, it's always wiling out, always snapping, always getting angry, always like venting, like, you know, just yelling at people. Then when you really do need help they're not going to be as quick to answer. Like, it's hard to take you serious. So, well, thanks for that, Rojo. So glad to have you answer these questions with me, man. For everybody listening to the podcast, remember, it's OG.therapy on Instagram. If you want to go to Patreon, it's www.patreon.com/OG Therapy. Just $5 a month. You get, 2.5 years of videos and a podcast that we did not post on our normal podcast channel. So go check it out and support us on the Patreon. And until next time, guys, remember, teens, adults, no matter what it is, if life, stress, relationship problems got you down on your knees and saying, please, Lord, please, don't forget, all you gotta do is press play and come listen to your OGs. Until next time, be cool.
Know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.